Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening, good evening. We welcome the world to the Transformation Cafe. And as usual, we've got a few very interesting people who have decided to scoot up to the table and meet our guest chef for tonight. So, Mr. Feeney, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am great. How is it in the wonderful Seattle area this evening?
Oh, it's pretty mild. This is Mr. Jamie calling from the heart of the great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. I'm a chef artist by trade. I have a shop up here. I've been here 16 years called Chromo Tattoo. And I like to think I help people with their spiritual and psychic armor.
There you go. using his wonderful artistry and symbology to help people to express into the world who they really are. Isn't that wonderful? And I am Robin Misevich. I own Flowers for You in Riverside, California. Love to do my flower wisdom and put flowers together to help people to heal and balance the spirit and the symbology of nature. It's kind of a wonderful thing. It's an added bonus you get when you get a bouquet from Flowers for You. So there you go. You can go to flowers4u.com and check out some of our delightful designs online. So tonight we have a wonderful friend and gifted healer and artist. I am so pleased to introduce you all to Mary Electra. And I'm excited too with Mary. Mary and I are in the thick of it of wanting to create some shows in the future that will be kind of back-to-back situations with different kinds of themes that we're going to do. So, Mary, how are you?
I am absolutely great. And how are you? You sound
great, by
the way.
I am great. I am so excited to have you with us. So just kind of to get everybody up to speed very quickly, we have had Fleet Easton on. He is a wonderful singer and performer that I got to meet through Interfaith Ministries out in the Palm Springs area last summer, and because of Fleet, we're going to blame him for everything. I've got to have the pleasure of meeting Miss Mary at actually Fleet's birthday party not that long ago, and we became quick friends and love to have her on, and like I said, we're planning to do some back-to-back radio shows since Mary has had her own radio show in the past, so Mary is known for her tonal alchemist. She's a tonal alchemist and does sound healing. And we're totally wanting to talk about that tonight, some of the scientific things that go on with that. And just whatever you lovely lady would like to speak about, people with toning now. How did you get into toning and realize the healing levels of just how sound can really help a person and shift into that? How did you get into that?
Oh, my heck. it's a long story. But I used to do chair massage at workshops with Tom Kenyon.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Kenyon is he's a very well-known sound healer and has written several books, and he works and channels the Hawthors. And he's an amazing being. And so I was doing chair massage at his workshops, and of course he tones and uses the crystal bowls, or did back in the late, in the mid-90s when I first met him. And the first workshop I went to, I got this message, and I very seldom hear messages, you know. I'm not very clairaudio, I'm more clairsentient. So when I heard something in my little mind saying, Tom has a message for you, it was going, what? You know? And so I decided I'd better pay attention to it. And, of course, I asked him what his message was, but he told me he'd tell me after the workshop. And he was a little startled. And then after the workshop, he said that I would be working with the Hathors. And the Hathors are all about music and sound. And, of course, I thought, oh, gosh, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty pat answer. You know, I didn't really think about, I didn't think he was, like, being very real when he gave me that information. But anyway, during the time I was with him and doing chair massage at his workshops, I was being kind of re-stimulated to remember who I am as spirit, you know? And all this time I've had this tonal alchemist living inside of me, and I didn't know it until I met and listened to Tom Kenyon. And then I had some really, some very, very fascinating things happen with star beings. I was at a workshop with Tom over in Hawaii and went out to the hot tubs in the middle of the night, about 3 o'clock in the morning. The first night I arrived in Hawaii, and these beings came to me, and they formed a pattern in the sky. And it took me a while to realize that that pattern was the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And what they were doing was, I know, it was really cool. And what they were doing, there were these lights, and they would pulsate, and a laser beam would go from one light to another. And as that laser beam went and went to the next light, or the, you know, the light would start to vibrate. And I knew that they were communicating with me. I knew they were healing me, and I knew they were preparing me, and I knew it was all wonderful. And sure enough, they were basically, in hindsight, knowing, I mean, you know things later sometimes because you don't know what's going on always at the moment. I realized that to bring through frequencies that I bring through, that my body had to have a, it had to be kind of reconfigured. And so for me to bring through the frequencies. So anyway, then when I went to Egypt in 1999, this was, oh, I guess in 1995, and then I was working with sound, but when I went to Egypt in 99, I was told that I was going to be receiving my, you know, a gift. And I knew it related to the sound I was doing. And so I was pretty much at that moment downloaded with the frequencies that I bring through now, which are not really of this dimensional reality. However, you don't hear them. You feel them, or some people do, but you hear my voice as a voice. But you kind of know there's something different about it. You know, people generally recognize there's something a little different about my voice.
Well, the first night that I met Mary, we were at, like I said, we were at Fleet's party, and there was this side room that we went into that was a little bit smaller than, I think it was a big clubhouse from like a condominium kind of thing. And she said, oh, everybody come on in. And she did this wonderful toning, and I was like, oh, my gosh, because the sound and her voice was just amazing. It felt like it was coming from the inside of you out. And
yeah.
It was quite the experience. And we all kind of looked at each other and went, wow. And, of course, now there's a bunch of laughter and gaiety about the whole thing. So I want to back up a second, Mary, and talk about you in Hawaii. And here you're saying these beings, and they're creating the Tree of Life. And it was up in the sky. It was up in the sky.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you saw that? Were you like, am I dreaming, or is this just kind of like what it is? Or did
you know,
what were you thinking about all that?
I didn't even bat a lash. It just seemed so natural
that
I was visited by these beings, because I really feel we're all connected and they're my brothers and sisters. And I guess I kind of feel like I'm more of a star being than I am an earth being.
So you're a cousin from another mother, and you're here in incognito, looking like a human being. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you know, when I was I'm going to just tell you a little story. When I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old, I used to tell everybody I was adopted. And everybody says, no, you're not adopted. Your mother gave birth to you. And I said, I know she gave birth to me, but I'm really a star. So way back when I was just a youngin, I knew I was here from another world.
So, you know, my daughter is in college right now. She's taking a geology class, and we were watching a science show on TV that was NOVA. It was a NOVA show, and they were talking about how we're made of stardust, and it's scientifically provable that we're made from stardust because of the basic carbon, you know, level that we're made from. So when people say that you're made from the stars, you can actually prove it within your body.
Yes, I thoroughly believe that I am. And when these beings came to me, it was like I just told everybody. I was excited. I knew what was happening was magical. I just knew it. Mm-hmm. And every night for nights, I was pulled out to that hot tub, and every night they worked with me. And first of all, I don't really truly get to experience what I do because I do it with others and to others, you know. So I hear my sound, but I don't know how it's affecting other people. And as I said earlier, I'm not really clairvoyant or clairaudio. I'm clairsentient, so I don't see and normally I don't hear information or see pictures and things like people see. And, you know, like what people consider psychics or generally clairvoyant or clairaudio, you know. So clairsentient isn't really that common to people's minds. So I don't see things, but I have had many clairvoyants who have watched me work tell me what is happening to people. They say that the sound, when I'm bringing the sound into the body, that the sound is actually coming in colors. And they actually do see the DNA shifting. You know, the body is actually making a shift, a physical shift, which is why I call myself a tonal alchemist, is because there is really alchemy occurring. And the best way to kind of see that is maybe to go to my website, which is www.maryelectra.com. Or I think the pictures might be in my blog site, but I'm not really certain. I have a blog site called Alchemy in Action, sacredjourneys.com, and that's my blog. But there is a series of pictures that I have that were taken by Dr. Emoto. He didn't take them. I sent my sound to his labs in Japan to have my sound evaluated. And so the pictures show how the sound is breaking up a molecule or a particle, and how how it swirls it around. You can see like it's almost a vortex of energy spiraling around, and then you see what appears to be like an embryo, and then you see the embryo grow, and it turns into this magnificent snowflake-looking particle. And it's absolutely perfect. I've never seen any pictures in any of Dr. Emoto's work that are any more perfect than the star flake-type particle that occurred when I toned into that bottle of water. So that's a visual that people can kind of look at and see what's happening when I do the sound.
What's interesting is that I know with Dr. Emoto, he was taking the particles and affecting them and then flash freezing them so he could go ahead and isolate the particles. right? Mm-hmm. I think that's how he was doing it. So how are you able to...
Well, what happens is I toned into a bottle of water, wrapped it in foil, and shipped it to Japan. Uh-huh. Then they froze it, and it was by the grace of God, because I had, when I toned into the bottle, the woman who, I had a benefactor who wanted to have my sound evaluated by Dr. Emoto, so she was paying for it. And we were together, and we said a prayer, and our intention was is that there would be a visual representation, a visual expression of the sound and the effects the sound has on the body when I tone.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we asked for when we toned into the water bottle.
And then what they did... Did you give them a sample of the water, the same water, before and then, after you toned?
Well, at the time I did it, the cost was about $500.
Uh-huh.
And so I couldn't do I couldn't afford a before and after.
Okay.
So we only sent a bottle of water. I mean, our thought was we could do that, but when we found out the cost, it was just cost prohibitive to do a before and after photo.
Yeah,
or So just trust me when I say, So, but when we found that out, we did say the prayer, and she did watch me do it, and she watched me tone it, and we wrapped it in foil together, and I shipped it off. And what they did once they received it is they flash froze it,
mm-hmm.
and then they take slivers of that water, put it under a microscope, and take a picture of what it looks like under that microscope.
Mm-hmm.
So they took various pictures of my water, and it was interesting because the various pictures depicted this journey that was happening with the sound and the water.
Uh-huh.
And people can see the pictures on the website. They're small, but they can see them. And if they were to go to YouTube to Mary Electra, look up Mary Electra on the YouTube. There's a YouTube of me toning and the pictures of the molecules as they are being broken up and reformed and so on and so forth in that YouTube video.
Yeah, it's called The Alchemy of Sound. So if you go to Mary Electra, Alchemy of Sound, it's about a 4-minute YouTube that describes what's happening and shows all the different it shows the different samples and how they look.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is that it's way too long, people. But
<it's, laughs> yeah, but I'm thinking if people want to listen to that, you'll be getting on whatever level of healing because of the quality of what the water is carrying, that signature.
Right. Well, see, because the body is there's discussions on what percentage of the body is water, but at least 78% of it is water and could be more, up to 90%, they say. Let's say it's 70 to 90% water. Well,
right.
If the sound is doing that to a bottle of water, just imagine what it would do to the body. Your body of water, basically.
Right.
So that's why I call myself a tonal alchemist, because really alchemy is happening within you with that with my sound. So,
well, and also, following that out and just how, the importance of how it's so important to be making sure that you're getting an adequate amount of water every day.
Yes, it's absolutely important.
Well, it's not just a matter of hydrating the body. It's all the electrical and all the alchemy levels that help to heal and sustain the body on a regular basis when you're getting enough of that memory. Because it's a memory fluid. It's a memory fluid.
Depending on the water you drink.
What's the name of that movie that you gave me? The documentary.
Oh, Boy, howdy. I have to go find it.
Okay. We're going to talk about that on another show, but there's this documentary that you gave me.
I don't have that in front of me, but...
We'll be talking about it because it talks about the quality of water and how it holds signatures of energy.
Right.
It's just amazing what all the different things that it does, and thinking how that working with sound and vibrational colors and just everything else that's happening on the planet on a regular basis. It's just that much more on a level of awe when you think about just your day-to-day glasses of water and, you know, all the things that you're interacting with, what that does to your body, what that does to you on a cellular level. And it's, you know, when they talk about, you know, you are what you eat, you know, you are what you drink. It's a totally different significance. But anyway, we kind of get inspired.
I would really suggest to people also that they just hold the whatever bottle of water or glass of water in their hand and send a prayer and intention over it. Put a prayer and intention into the water, because it's taking on that vibration of that intention at that very moment, and then moving into your body, and that signature of intention is moving into your body at the same time.
Right, it's just like praying over your food before you eat it. I mean, it's that same level of significance and all that. So it reminds me of one of the experiments that Dr. Emoto had shared with his, you know, the messages from water. With the rice experiment, they had two jars of rice, and they were exactly the same. And one jar was left to just survive on its own, and the other one, people came to it every day and gave thanks for the food. And what it symbolized and what it was for everything. You just had this level of gratitude for this jar of rice. Well, the gratitude jar of rice turned into wine, and the other one got all black and moldy. So there was definitely an energy being reflected in the fact that when we're being grateful, there was a level of gratitude for one, and one was basically, it's just a silly jar of rice, and it's not significant to my life. So there's definitely all that kind of stuff that goes on. Yeah, so it's just very, very exciting stuff like that. So
And thought is vibration, you see.
Right. It's the vibration.
Thought
and
is
we're
the vibration.
Talking about toning. Yeah.
And,
we're going back
and sound
world.
Is vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's frequencies and how those frequencies vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really cool stuff.
You want to talk a second about your different classes that that we're going to be having in the future about just the different toning classes and things like that, so people can kind of get a taste of things that they can look forward to?
Yes, I'm really excited about it, actually. One of the things, we're going to be doing these sound clinics where people can come and we do collective healing, and each individual that's there receives a personal healing energy and sound healing from me. And we do a lovely meditation ceremony, and it's experiential. And so it's just kind of an out-of-this-world experience, what can I say? And then there's another class that I do with sound. We use sound, and it's called Manifestation with Sound. And we do these manifestation exercises with sound, and it's just really powerful. I mean, one of the ones we had in the Bay Area, this woman came and she, what she wanted to manifest was to get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And her husband wanted to manifest patience in waiting, because they'd been doing, you know, they were getting ready to do, what is that called when they go to the doctor and do all that stuff and the shots and stuff. Anyway, they were getting ready to do that because they were thinking their time was running out. Anyway, so they did this manifestation for her to get pregnant and for the husband to have patience. And within 6 weeks she was pregnant.
Well, and so, you know, are we saying it was it? Was it the, you know, the medical assistant?
No, they didn't have to go to the, they
oh,
didn't
they
go
didn't
through
have
that.
To go to the medical thing. Oh,
no.
Okay.
They were getting
okay.
ready to because they were,
being,
they were getting ready
to
be.
The sperm and the egg and just telling them to go have a party, right?
Yeah. And so what we did is we did a manifestation for that. And then we did a manifestation for patients so that they wouldn't go out and do anything crazy just to allow the process to happen.
There you go.
And it's
it. Miss Gloria has decided to cook good at the table. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, great. We have Miss Mary Electra in, as our guest chef tonight, and she is a tonal alchemist and sound healer.
Hi, Gloria, and hi, James.
Hello.
You know, the show's almost over, and we didn't even say hello to you yet. You know what I do want. You know what I do want to do before we leave, though, is I do want to do a sound healing for the universe, and I'd love for us to create an attention for
okay.
that sound.
We got about 3.5 minutes, so let's go for it.
Okay, so what kind of an intention do we want to do for the planet or for the Earth or for people? Does anybody have a thought?
Oh, I would love to just put out that we would have. Everyone will be happy, have their basic needs met, and we can just resonate in the peace and love, in peace and love, and abundance.
Okay, and people just look forward to Robin and I doing back-to-back shows together because I have a show called Alchemy in Action, and I'm going to bring it back to life, and
Yay.
We're going to have a half hour with Robin. And the Transformation Cafe, and then we're going to have a half hour with Alchemy in Action. So just stay tuned for that information, and we'll let you all know when it's happening. And also stay tuned for some of these workshops that we're going to be doing up in Riverside. I don't know exactly the location yet, but we'll be doing them. And so right
oh,
now we're going
to... Oh, to go to Seattle, too, so there you go.
We're going to where?
We'll go to Seattle with Mr. Jamie, and then we'll go to San Diego with Miss Gloria. There we go.
Oh, yeah. We would love that if you guys were to put together some things
we
down there.
We organized. Yeah.
Yeah. We have
good.
A workshop called Alchemy Tantric Awakening with Sound. So we've got lots of stuff cooking. So anyway, but let's do this sound healing before we go out of time. And so I'd like everybody to take 3 deep breaths. I want you to breathe very deeply. All the listening audience, just close your eyes and breathe very deeply. And as you breathe, I want you to breathe the life force energy into your body. Just breathe that in, and as you exhale, I'd like you to allow your body just to relax and release any tension and stress from your body. So breathe in. And breathe out, and breathe in, and release, allowing your body to relax, and allowing your body to open up and receive the sound and the frequencies of sound, knowing that you are safe in receiving this, as they will be utilized for your highest and best interest. And for the highest and best interest of any person receiving them. So breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. Ooh. Breathe. And you can open your eyes and come back.
Wave your fingers and toes.
Yes, and I think time is up.
Yes, time is up. Well, thank you, Miss Mary Electra, for being on our show. I just remind everybody, you can go to maryelectra.com, and she's got a store there with her books and CDs, all kinds of wonderful products. And we'll be looking forward to our Alchemy in Action as our second part of our show. And like I said, we'll be announcing pretty quickly what that's going to be going. So thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Mr. Jamie and Mr.
Thank you.
And we will see you next time here at the cafe.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This
Thank
has
you.
Been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. And we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.